When you are in need of facts or information, you have a few choices for resources. You can bounce around from book to book, website to website, Google search to Google search, piece together what you need and what you're after, or you can turn to the resource my next guest is here to talk about. It's a one-stop outlet for current events, statistics about, well, everything, economy, history, science, health, sports, a ton more, and it can all be found in the 2017 World Almanac and Book of Facts. With us now to guide a tour through the edition is their senior editor, Sarah Jansen. Thanks for being here today, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
And the website as well, worldalmanac.com, which is a fun website because you can go back in time with some of the stuff that's featured there. But we'll get to the here and the now first. And you know, as far as an edition of the World Almanac and Book of Facts, what is the editorial timeline? You know, like last year, you had the 2016 come out that was in the books, put to bed. How fast do you have to start working on the 2017 edition, which I'm now holding in my hand here?
Well, you know, believe it or not, we're actually already started on the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2018, if that's any indication, because the 2017 book just went on sale this week. We actually pretty much do this year-round. You know, we're always paying attention to what's going on in the world and trying to identify new subjects and new data for the next edition.
And as far as your barometer measuring stick, is it based upon what you see in website activities and searches? Do you get feedback from readers? What do you use as far as a vision and a roadmap?
You know, it really is all of the above. The World Almanac is always going to cover certain things. We're always going to have, for example, an updated article on every country in the world, on every state. We're always going to have a copy of the Constitution, the periodic table, that sort of thing. But we're also always paying attention to, like you said, letters and emails and tweets from readers. We're always paying attention to the events of the day and how they're shaping the discussion of the country, the world, how people are interacting. You know, it's always a sort of a balancing act to pay attention to everything that's changing, everything that's going on, and also get those old standbys in there that we know people continue to rely on the World Almanac for.
Well, I guess that would be the biggest concern, too, because there has to be a point with the amount of information, data, and statistics that's available. How cautious are you if you start talking about, well, let's eliminate this and insert that instead?
You know what? We are incredibly cautious about that because we know that the World Almanac is a reference book that people have counted on for a long time, so they do expect certain things to be in there. But we also know that we want the World Almanac to continue to grow and continue to change, and there are just some things that, you know, you need to include once you have a changing world. For example, we've added new statistics this year on sexuality, on student loan debt, on the federal health care programs, sort of collectively known as Obamacare. So these are things that we maybe necessarily wouldn't have assumed we'd be covering in the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2017 if we were looking ahead from, you know, 5 years ago. But they're all things that we very much consider essential to our readers these days.
Talking with Sarah Jansen, who is the chief and editor of the World Almanac. The 2017 edition is out, the World Almanac Book and Book of Facts. WorldAlmanac.com is the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And just to give you a fast, if you haven't wandered through an edition for any amount of time, I just flipped through two sections here. It really ranges from in agriculture, the world, corn, rice, and wheat production, 2000 to 2014. Just flipped to where my other finger fell into, highest rated TV programs by season, just to give you the gambit. And I was not aware, and I saw over at the website, worldalmanac.com, you've had some notable people as contributors over the years, including, of all people, Mr. Rogers was once a contributor.
That's right. He's one of my favorites, actually. Yes, the World Almanac has been around for almost 150 years now. We actually have a pretty big anniversary coming up in 2018. That'll be our 150th. So we've actually had a lot of things that have reflected the way that the culture of the United States has changed, including a number of notable contributors over the years like Arthur Schlesinger, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Those are just a couple off the top of my head. So we're always continuing to change with the events of the day and trying to reflect not just what happened in the past year, but also provide all of these tools that you can use in the upcoming year.
I was looking at the United States history section. It has a chronology of events going from 1492 forward. And is it always the hope with a section like this that it would give someone the flashcard of a specific event or point in history and compel them to, if they hopefully would find it interesting, to then go on an exploration above and beyond? Because you can think of any event with world history, U.S. history, there'd just be so much to write about. And it must be challenging to make it a point where it'll spark someone to want to go off and learn more about the point of history.
Yes, that's actually an incredible challenge for a lot of the World Almanac. You know, it's a general reference book that tries to cover just about every topic. So no topic on its own gets to have, you know, a lengthy amount of coverage. You know, we tell the entire history of the world in 30 pages, for example.
Yeah.
But as you said, we're providing, you know, just these snippets that hopefully will inspire further research, further interest in the event. It's also just a really great resource for, oh gosh, I can't remember what year that event happened in. Let me grab the World Almanac off the shelf here, and hopefully you can find the answer pretty quickly. And that's a really easy way to use the World Almanac as a quick reference tool.
Being a political junkie, it's always been my favorite book, because if I'm just wondering about something, or as the election season rolls on and you want to think, okay, that's the here and now, what about the 96 election or the 1896 election? It's all there in the World Almanac, everything from the popular vote, state by state, to electoral college. It really is an encompassing, and as you, I guess, strive to do all the time with every section, get someone to the conclusion and what they're searching for as fast as possible.
Exactly. And, you know, our political coverage is one of my favorite parts of the book, too. You know, for the 2016 election, we have not just coverage of the presidential election, including county-by-county vote results, but we also have coverage of the congressional races, the governor's races, a few of the statewide ballot initiatives. So it's a really great way to get a glimpse of the 2016 races that's really just strictly by the numbers and a little bit more impartial than maybe some other coverage we've seen out there.
I've been with Thomas Sarah Jansen, who is the senior editor for the World Almanac and Book of Facts, worldalmanac.com, the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Again, just flip it open to any section, and I just landed on something very relevant to the here and now as far as debate and political discussions concerning U.S. trade with selected countries and major areas and U.S. exports and imports by principal commodities, both for 2015. That's the thing, too. I think people realize when you look at some of these statistics, it's kind of surprising how the drag time, I guess, is for the most immediate statistics to become available. Like, for example, with the trade figures, you would think, well, no, that must be something that the scorekeepers keep up to date with here and now. But it takes some time to compile the most current numbers. So that's why there's that little drag time of 1, 2, maybe even 3 years in some cases, depending on the topics that you're looking at.
Yeah, you know, this sort of gets into some of the more esoteric of the World Almanac editors' discussions, but it's always a question of balancing the currency with the authoritative. So, for example, something like trade statistics, you can actually get those on a monthly and in some cases even a daily basis. But they haven't necessarily been seasonally adjusted. They haven't necessarily been verified against multiple cross-checks. So we would maybe in that case decide to go with the more authoritative post and analysis annual statistics, which do have a little bit more drag time, but they're more easily compared to previous years and give a better sense of, you know, overall trends and that sort of thing.
You ever wanted to know when someone was born, someone of note? It's in there. Ten Commandments, it's in there. Religion, faith, countries, background, demographics, it's in there. You ever wanted to know how many dollar bills are in circulation? Guess what? In the World Almanac, it's in there. And I want to wrap up, Sarah, with the website, because, like I said, being a history buff and addicted to the World Almanac, to go over to the website and see everything from, you can download a complete copy of the 1868 edition. There's content from past editions through the years. That's a lot of fun to look through all that stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with the website, and we also have a lot of fun with history on our social media accounts. So on Instagram, every day we have some fun historical photos or photos of interesting landmarks around the world. We're always tweeting about today in history and, you know, famous birthdays for the day. And then on Facebook, we're sort of putting all of our social media together, and occasionally we'll do some giveaways. So if anyone's interested in picking up a free copy of the book, they should follow us on Facebook as well.
And the book is The World Almanac and Book of Facts. The 2017 edition is out. It's fun. It's history. It gets you back in time to the here and now. And if you're looking for something, it's the best starting place to go. If you want to learn about something, there'll be a spark in a lot of the areas as well. WorldAlmanac.com, the website for additional fun and content, and the Facebook page as well. We've been joined this morning by the senior editor for the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2017, Sarah Jansen. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.